This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Just on football, England have been pretty underwhelming as a game tonight. Should we be worried about the World Cup?
No, I think the Nations League's been a pretty underwhelming competition. I think in the summer those four games weren't needed. I don't think they were wanted by anybody. I think even the football fans are all underwhelmed by watching this competition. Tonight we've got a game against Germany. I hope we do well. I think the job that Gareth's done has absolutely been brilliant over this last 3 or 4 years. And he is going to take us into the World Cup in Qatar and absolutely should do. The stuff that's been coming out in the last few days about a change before the World Cup for me is absolutely nonsense. I think he's got a good group of players. They've got a good spirit. They've got respect for the manager. And it's not unusual sometimes to have a little bit of a dip in these what would be friendly type tournament games before a World Cup or a major tournament.
Should he pick more on form or... You know, Trent Alexander-Arnold doesn't get a look in, but Harry Maguire does. Or is he right to stick with his favourites?
I don't know any England manager of the last 30 years that I've been involved with England and watching England that has picked more on form than Gareth Southgate. Irrespective of what club you come from, whether you're in the Champions League, whether you're in sort of Championship, whether you're in the lower parts of the Premier League, he's been fair and equal all the way through. He supports Harry Maguire quite simply because Harry Maguire is one of the best 2 or 3 centre-backs in the country. This idea that there are other centre-backs, we don't have a strong pool of centre-backs. We used to have lots of goalkeepers, lots of centre-backs, and we haven't got lots of centre-backs anymore. So we see Eric Dyer, John Stones, we see Harry Maguire, Tyrone Mings, there's a couple more, Tomori. You know, you've got a couple of centre-backs there, but nothing that really stands out. And Harry Maguire's performances for England have been outstanding over a number of years, and I can see why he's still selecting him.
So there's rumours have been circling that the fan-led review, the Crouch review, is going to be dropped. How do you feel about that?
I would be very disappointed, to say the least, if that was the case. But I think it's a moment for calm because we've not heard that officially. And I actually think that this is a win-win. It's an open goal for Liz Truss, really, in the sense that there is cross-party support. This is not a Labour issue, a Conservative issue, a Lib Dem issue. Every MP that I've met over the last 12 to 18 months is in support of this fan-led review. Tracy Crouch, who's a Conservative MP, did a brilliant piece of work with the panel. There is no need to alter any part of that work, and it was also mentioned in the Queen's speech and referred to in the Queen's speech, so I'm still confident that there is widespread support within the game, apart from members of the Premier League, but also there's widespread support politically, which should mean that this is something that really isn't a debate or an argument. It's something that really, very rarely do you get an issue where everyone's so united on, and I would hope that it goes through and the recommendations are implemented.
Would it be unwise for them to, you know, risk turning it into a political issue?
I can't see why they would want to. I mean, I understand the point that was made last week within the article that this moment in time the government have got major issues that they need to deal with, and that the football fan-led review isn't something that maybe is sort of high on that agenda. However, I think maybe a commitment in the future, in the near future, to implement the recommendations of the review would put us all at ease. You know, I accept that, you know, the energy crisis, the food crisis, the issues that have occurred in the last few months, obviously the Queen passing, you know, take priority well before a fan-led review of football. But I think there would be no reason when, like I say, I've met with sports ministers, with Oliver Dowden when he was in charge of DCMS, with other Conservative MPs, Lib Dem MPs and Labour MPs over the last 2 years. I'm part of a group, the Call Save Our Beautiful Game group, which was set up by David Bernstein, which has got Conservative and Labour representation. And there is widespread, overwhelming support for this review and the recommendations that have been put forward by Tracy Crouch. So I see no reason why it should be a political issue.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's fun to go twice as hard as everyone else this time of year. That's why Dunkin' doesn't stop at just one signature holiday latte. So, they made two, both handcrafted with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. The holiday classic Peppermint Mocha features notes of mocha and cooling peppermint, while the toasted white chocolate is complete with creamy white chocolate flavor and cinnamon sugar dustings. They'll help you show the holidays a thing or two. America runs on Dunkin'. Present participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.